Hello?
Ailey, it's me. The police split the door just now about your car, a PC Bell. I'm trying to do a robbery.
Where?
A robbery in Argyllan Street in Glasgow. Your car was spotted in the vicinity. Your car last year was spotted in the vicinity in a bank robbery with a lady driver in November last year.
When have I been in Glasgow, Dad?
I don't know. You want to see her? You want to speak to him?
Yeah.
I'll pass him over to PC Bell.
Good afternoon, madam.
Hello.
Are you the owner of the vehicle?
Yeah, I'm the owner of the vehicle,
Okay. Whereabouts are you working, madam, may I ask?
The butcher's. It's just my part-time job. I'm at university.
Right, you're working at a butcher's?
Yes.
Wait, what butcher's is it, madam? Can I have the address, please?
The address. Craig, what's the address for this, please?
I don't think it's strange, madam, that you're working somewhere and you don't know the address of the...
I just work here part-time. I work I'm at university.
Okay, and who's the butcher in the background? What's his story?
It's just my boss.
Okay, and what's his name?
Russell.
Can you run a check on a Russell? Yeah, okay, we'll look into him. Could you tell us your whereabouts, madam, on the 16th of November of this year, between the hours of 6 p.m. and 6 a.m?
Can you tell me what day that is?
The 16th of November. It was a Sunday.
A Sunday, 16th. Oh, God, I don't know. You've put me really on the spot here.
I understand,
I'm at my work.
You're thinking your feet, haven't you? In front of people. What about this butcher fella? What was his name again?
Russell.
Yeah. We've just done a check on him and he's not all he appears to be.
What do you mean? He's
suspected him? Does he ever come in wearing, expensive jewellery, Rolexes, Hublots, anything like that?
No, I just see him one day a week usually. I'm just getting some extra shifts at Christmas for money for my Christmas.
Does he ever give you diamond rings or earrings or anything like that?
No, 100% not.
Pearls or anything like that? No.
No, 100%.
What about the back of the shop? Do you have access to the back of the shop when he's not there?
Yeah, I go in and out to get pastry for the fridge or...
Do me a favour, could you go into the back of the shop just now without him noticing you?
Yeah, he's in the front of the shop.
He's in the front of, right. If you could sneak into the back of the shop, just have a look about, see if there's any jewellery.
No, there's nothing here. It's just pastry in the...
Right.
And stuff, it's just...
You wouldn't be hiding anything inside the pastry?
No, 100% not.
Can you hear the ticking of watches or anything?
I would never expect to look anywhere else, do you know what I mean?
This butcher's involved somewhat. Your car's been... Definitely. Your car's been involved as well.
I don't know how my car would be taken, but because it would just be at my house.
The way these people work, Ailey, you wouldn't believe. I think this butcher's taking your car and I think he's taking a swag back to the butcher's shop and I believe it's hidden at the back of the shop somewhere. If you could help me find that...
I don't think he would do that.
You can never tell. See, the minute they put that white coat on, they become a different person. Any man that chops meat for a living is a troubled soul. Anyone that thinks he can get away with selling tripe. Why don't we just give you £100 cash?
What do you mean?
For being on Make Your Dad Mad on Clyde One with your dad Joe. I couldn't carry on because you were getting too freaked out there. I didn't want you to get out there.
Dad, I hate you.
See, in fairness, Russell was in on it as well, was he not, Joe?
Russell knew as well.
Can we just confirm, Ailey, that there's no stolen watches in the back of the butcher shop in the pastry?
Stolen watches in the back of the butcher shop.
Lovely speaking to you both. Thank you so much for coming on, Ailey. I'll let you get back to work, all right?
Bye.
Say bye.
Superb, George. Superb.
See you, pal. Bye.
Bye.